are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. This episode is brought to you in part by RockAuto.com, which has amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit us at RockAuto.com and tell them that Locked On sent you. And I want to thank you for making Locked On MLB your first listen every day. We're free and available on all platforms, including here on YouTube. And we're also available wherever you get your podcatcher. If you have a smart device, be sure to tell it to play podcast Locked On MLB. Or check out some of the other great shows in the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Dodgers with Jeff Snyder and Locked On Giants with Ben Kaspic, whose voices you're going to hear because I'm going to be playing part of their Locked On Now updates. We're also going to be playing a couple other clips from Locked On Now regarding some of the series going on. This is being recorded on the 11th day of October 2021, depending when you hear it, what time zone you're currently in. I'm in the West Coast, so it's still Monday. And wow, the Giants and the Dodgers just finished playing their game, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. You can follow us on Twitter at Lockdown MLB Pod. Same handle for Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter. And right here, as you can tell in the lower third, Sully Baseball Podcast. That's my Twitter. Sully Baseball Podcast, my Instagram feed. Well, we thought we were going to get four games today. And as it turned out, we didn't get four games. Rain postponed the Chicago versus Houston game. But wow. I mean, first of all, credit to Chicago, who were down 5-1, looked like they were going to go out in a whimper, and then just absolutely unloaded on every Astros pitcher to make it a 12-6 doubling up. Lourie Garcia got a big home run on the game on Sunday night. And so we are going to see a game four in the Houston-Chicago series. That's going to be played on Tuesday morning here in California. Now, for those of you on the East Coast who probably were asleep, you missed a tremendous game that took place between the San Francisco Giants and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Let's hear what Ben Kaspic of Locked On Giants had to think about it.
Unbelievable. I cannot believe what I just saw. The Giants just closed out a 1-0 win on the road in Dodger Stadium, beating that LA team, that loaded, stacked LA team. And the Giants take a 2-1 series lead, and they can eliminate the Dodgers and move on to the NLCS with a win tomorrow. Ben Kaspic with the Locked On Giants podcast. Obviously, not a lot of runs to go around. The only run came via a solo home run by Evan Longoria. Hey, once again, home runs doing things in the postseason. And Longoria, he was probably the most unlikely person of all to do anything against Max Scherzer. Longoria had been in a huge slump. But the pitching and defense were absolutely the story of this game for the Giants. Alex Wood was really, really good, pitched into the fifth inning. And then Tyler Rogers went, you know, pitched in parts of three innings tonight. Jake McGee and then Camilo Doval, two innings to close it out. Doval with just, you know, nothing phases this guy. He doesn't even look like he's sweating out there. And then the last pitch of the game, it looked like Gavin Lux may have tied it with a home run. He sticks his arm up in the air thinking he hit a homer, and the wind, the crazy wind that was in Dodger Stadium tonight, may have knocked it down. But a win is a win is a win. The Giants beat Max Scherzer with Alex Wood as their starter, so a mismatch in favor of the Dodgers. The Giants win the game anyway, and now they can move on to the NLCS with a win tomorrow. It's pretty darn crazy. So we'll break this one down on tomorrow's Locked On Giants, where it's your team every day.
But for every story, there's another version of it. And this version of Rashomon baseball style, let's hear what Jeff Snyder of Locked On Dodgers had to say.
Well, people will try to tell you that was a great game, but people are liars. What's up? It's Jeff from Locked On Dodgers. Dodgers lose 1-0 to the Giants in a game where basically Max Scherzer made one bad pitch and it went over the left field wall. The Giants pitchers made a few pitches that the Dodgers hit hard and found Giants gloves. Great defense by the Giants. A little bit of luck maybe, but, you know, It's how the cookie crumbles. That's the game of baseball. So the Dodgers are now down two games to one, going into game four, basically about it. Game four is a must win, and then they have to find a way to beat Logan Webb in game five. So uphill battle, but the Dodgers have fought uphill battles before and come out on top, so I'm not giving up yet. I don't know if Vince is. I guess we'll see when he and I talk on tomorrow morning's episode of Locked On Dodgers, so be sure to check that out wherever you get podcasts and or on YouTube, and check out the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks, Jeff. And look, it's an unbelievable game. And the fact of the matter is, for game four, which is taking place right down the 110 from where I'm recording this right now, the Giants can lose 28-3. And there's no pressure on them. There's zero pressure on them because they won the Scherzer start. They just have to split the next two games. And the final game is in San Francisco, and they're not going to play Max Scherzer. It's unbelievable the position the Giants have put themselves in and behind the eight ball that the Dodgers are. Now, this series is not over by any stretch of the imagination. The Dodgers could very well win. Probably Walker Buehler is pitching. I don't know. They haven't announced who the pitchers are going to be yet. Might be Webb, or the Giants may be holding Webb, who was so dominant in the first game. Maybe they're going to throw Disclafani. I'm not 100% sure what's going on. As I said, the game ended just maybe an hour ago, so they haven't made those announcements. I'm going to check right now, though. This is going to be – you're going to witness what I look like when I am looking something up on the MLB app. And right now, it looks like Disclafani has been announced to be the pitcher for San Francisco. I'm going to guess it's going to be Walker Buehler. But it might be one of those Joe Lunchpail game that anybody and everybody who's around to pitch is available to go. And the fact of the matter is the Giants knew that this was the game that they had to win because it put them completely in the driver's seat. They would not have given Duvall a two-inning save if they felt like they were holding back anything. And by the way, Duvall was amazing in his two innings out of the bullpen, but let's face it, the wind got the save. The wind kept that final ball in the ballpark. And so, look at the two teams, the two best teams in baseball are going to play one more, and you know, we're going to play tomorrow, and we're going to see what's going to happen. And basically, at this point, it's a coin flip. I wouldn't put any money on this. I wouldn't know who to pick. I wouldn't bet on this. But some of you are going to. And if you are going to bet, go to Bet Online. It's the number one spot for all your pro and college football action this season. The new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests. Bet Online continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. Now, boy, I am having some quality egg on my face right now, because the pick that I made for the World Series is I thought it was going to be Milwaukee versus Tampa Bay. I didn't think there was any team that was going to beat Tampa Bay in the postseason. Certainly not the Red Sox, who, when they lost that series to Baltimore, that I wrote on Twitter on the 28th of September, Red Sox don't deserve to go to the playoffs. And they got in by the skin of their teeth on the final day. Remember, they were down 5-1. I think it was 5-1 or 6-1 to Washington on the final day of the season. And if they had lost that game, they would have to play a play-in game against Toronto. And probably Toronto would have won. But even if they won, they then would have gone to Yankee Stadium to play the wildcard game. Instead, they came back. They won that game. They hosted the wildcard game. They beat the Yankees, and now we saw what happened against Tampa Bay. Now, there's going to be a lot of people writing stuff about what the heck happened in Tampa Bay. Did they wet the bed? Were they overrated? No, they were terrific. They were a 100-win team. A lot of things could have bounced here or there, and some of the things bounced here or there off of Hunter Renfrow. A little thing here, a little thing there, they would have won games 3 and 4. Remember, they're up 5-2 in game 2, and they had just wild comebacks in games 3 and 4, and those two games were coin flips. Think of all the things that happened in the 13-inning marathon on Sunday that could have broke, you know, if a ball went this way or that, they would have had the lead. I mean, it was so close, it was so razor thin, that it's almost part of the chance that happens in the postseason. Over 162 games, the Rays are clearly a better team. Now, you could say a couple things like over those 162 games, having the parade of young pitchers coming in works better than in a condensed series, because you saw some of the pitchers who they handed the ball to, the super young pitchers, some of them wet the bed, and some of them weren't as reliable. They also, the Red Sox got unbelievable performances, not from Chris Sale, who stunk. They got a solid performance out of Eovaldi. They got the great performance out of the bullpen by Pivetta. And they got a really good start out of Eddie Rodriguez today. And so, you know, there was some little plays here or there that happened. And the Red Sox got some quality pitchers from some veterans. Would the Rays have been better off if they had kept Charlie Morton? Probably. Would they have been better off if Tyler Glasnow was healthy? Sure. But if that ball doesn't ricochet off of Hunter Renfrow or another hit falls here or there today, and suddenly the Rays have the lead or it's tied going back to Tampa, does that suddenly make the team better? No. It happened this way. And right now, the Red Sox are a scary team because, remember, getting into the playoffs was a gigantic accomplishment for this team. Beating the Yankees was what everyone thought was going to be their World Series. Now they have nothing to lose. And they're pretty evenly matched with Houston and with Chicago. It's actually one of the things that if you are a fan of the Giants or Dodgers, one of the things that is going to make tomorrow so critical is knowing that whoever wins this will go on to will probably beat whoever is out of the Braves Brewers. I'll get into the Braves Brewers in a second. And you know that whoever's going to come out of the American League is not going to be Tampa Bay. It's going to be an incredibly flawed team. It's going to be a Red Sox team that is hot and cold. It's going to be an Astros team that has, let's just be kind and call it an interesting pitching staff. And it's going to be a really weird White Sox team. It's one of those three teams are going to the World Series. That's just a fact. Either the Red Sox, White Sox, or Astros are going to the World Series. And if you're a Giants fan or a Dodger fan, you're looking at that game tomorrow and saying, like, yeah, we want to win this series. Make quick work of the NLCS, and whoever we face in the World Series will be an inferior opponent. This is why the Dodgers-Giants division series is basically the World Series. You're going to see the team that is going to be favored to demolish the World Series are playing tomorrow and possibly 2 days after that. Now, I picked the Rays to win the American League pennant. I picked the Brewers to win the National League pennant, and they still could. They still could because they're still alive. But they're going to be playing this afternoon in a game in Atlanta. They're on the road, the Milwaukee Brewers. And look, at one of the reasons why I picked the Milwaukee Brewers to win the pennant is I love the depth of their pitching staff, and I love their defense, and I said they'll score enough runs to make the difference. And here's a disturbing fact if you're a Milwaukee Brewers fan. Here's something that should give you pause, okay? The Brewers have scored as many runs in the three games they've played against Atlanta as Atlanta has pinch hit home runs by Jock Peterson. The Brewers have scored two runs total in three games, and Jock Peterson has two pinch hit home runs. That's insane. And oh, by the way, the Brewers pitching has done really well. In game one, the only scoring the Braves had in the entire game was a pinch hit home run by Jock Peterson. In game three, earlier this afternoon, the only scoring the Atlanta Braves got was a pinch hit home run by Jock Peterson. It just so happens that the Brewers were shut out in games two or three, and now here we're looking at them facing elimination against the Braves. And there was a moment in the game that, you know, I don't blame the Brewers' decision-making of what happened when in the fifth inning, Peralta was pitching really, really well. At that point, he had struck out five in four innings, hadn't let up a run. And what was his pitch count at? His pitch count was at 57. It was manageable. So he'd give them four innings. And I think we could have gone fifth, sixth. He could have easily gone two more innings. But there were a couple of runners on, and he took a look around and said, like, we can't score. We've got to pull the trigger right now. And so this is one of the things that I like about the non-universal DH world. And that is, a manager had to make a decision like that. If there was a DH, there would be no decision to be made. I like that. I like when a team has a conflict like that. I never understood why the people who were big universal DH people don't understand why the situation like this is interesting. That you have to make a choice like this. You have to make a choice that, look, we need a bat. We need someone to swing the bat here. And you have to decide, are we going to take out Peralta, who's a very good pitcher? He's only given us four innings, and you can't ask for more than he's done in those four innings. But there were two runners on, and they said, you know, they got to pull the trigger. And Vogelbach came out, and he grounded into the fielder's choice. And eventually the rally was killed. And Hauser came in the fifth inning, Adrian Hauser, who, had a fine year, had a fine regular season. And they thought, well, we can get a few innings out of him. And they got one, and he led up the three-run homer to Jock Peterson. And that was it. Three-run home run, final score 3-0. You know, in two of the games, you know, one swing of the bat by Jock Peterson, who came off the bench, was the only time the Braves scored the runs. But here they go. They're up 2-1. Now, Milwaukee could still win this, and they are playing this afternoon. It's 5:00 East Coast time, 2:00 here on the West Coast. At this point, the starters are TBD versus TBD. And, you know, you gotta think that the Brewers are at least considering dusting off Burns and throwing him on the mound, because the season's on the line. You deal with game five. When you get game five, you have a potential Cy Young Award winner. Yeah, he'll be on short rest, but he could be on really long rest if you don't start him or don't get that quality start out of whoever you get there. So the Brewers are in trouble. They can do it, though. They can absolutely do it, just like the Dodgers can do it. But here's a weird quirk that, because the Dodgers are a wild card team, let's just say the Dodgers win tomorrow and they wind up winning the series against San Francisco. It's possible the team won 106 games. And let's say the Braves win, you know, split the next two games. They win a game. And so the league championship series is going to be Los Angeles versus the Atlanta Braves. The Los Angeles won 106 games. Atlanta won 88. But Atlanta would have home field advantage. If there is a Game 7 of the World Series between the Dodgers and the Braves, it would be in Atlanta, not L.A. That's weird. That's really weird. But, look, in order for that to happen, the Braves have to win, which they're up 2-1. Dodgers have to win, which they're down 2-1. And if the Brewers wind up losing, then they're going to have to, they're going to have to take some long looks in the mirror and take a look at this team that was looked like it was built for a September run and wonder, do they have to pop the hood and make any wholesale changes? I don't know. And it's kind of like if you go to Rock Auto for your car. You know, with the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts that you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questions and wait for the person behind the counter to order the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand that their warehouse happens to carry? You've got computers that have access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. You can save time and money when using Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. So go explore their easy-to-use website to listen to your auto parts need. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts you ever need are at rockauto.com. Okay, so we have not a four-game day. We have a three-game day. Thank you to Mother Nature. And the White Sox and the Astros are going to be playing. I know someone's going to scream that I'm showing bias. I want there to be a game five. And it isn't just because of my emotional attachments to the Red Sox, but it's because game fives are fun. They're super fun. Now, McCullers pitched great in game one. Carlos Rodon, who we're not quite sure which one we're going to get. Are we getting the no-hitting all-star from the first half? Or are we getting the guy whose velocity was way down and was in Tony La Russa's doghouse? Now, if Rodon can reach back and give the White Sox that one great game, then all of a sudden we have a game five, which I believe would be on Thursday, probably with Lance Lynn starting. And boy, oh boy, would the Red Sox want that. Would they want this to go the distance and burning Lynn and whomever the Astros will be pitching in game five. They'd probably want that to go 22 innings. Right now, as I mentioned, the Brewers and the Braves, we don't know who the starters are yet. They have not been announced. I think the White Sox are going to reach back and win that game. I think that the rest, the day off, allowed both teams to kind of recalibrate, and their bullpen each got a day off. They're going to be at home. The big power hitters, I think they may get to McCullers. I still think Houston's probably going to win that series, but they may win it at home. It would not surprise me if the White Sox win this. Even though I picked the Brewers to win the World Series, it would surprise me to see the Brewers win because of how their bats are scuffling right now. I mean, who knows? They could reach back and wind up winning the game 15-0 and then just blow them out in the clincher. But there's something off with the Brewers right now. Something's not clicking offensively. And if I'm a Milwaukee fan, I'm nervous. I'm nervous by what I see from the team right now. And was that a panic move, removing Peralta to try to get a big hit there? Maybe, but sometimes it's time to panic. And, of course, the big game, one of the biggest baseball games in the history of California, is going to be going on as the Dodgers are going to be playing the Giants. I've got no clue what's going to happen in that game. None. I do actually, if I have to pick something, I'd probably say that the Dodgers are going to win the game just because there's so much on the line and they're so good. And I think that they'll probably dust themselves off. And as I said before, the Giants are playing with complete house money on this one. You know, they won the Scherzer start. What more do you want from them? I'm just going to be personal right here a little bit. I mentioned I lost my dad earlier this year in January, and my dad grew up an absolutely rabid Giants fan and remained a Giants fan till the end of his life. My dad's best friend, who was also my brother's godfather, the great Don DiGlia, who was a professional golfer, and I've worked in comedy. I've met so many comedians. Don DiGlia was probably the funniest person I ever met and did lots of wonderful things as a golf instructor and as a golf pro, a wonderful, warm-hearted man. And he died also this year, We lost both my dad and my brother's godfather within months of each other. Why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing this up because, as I said, my dad's a huge Giant fan. Don Glio is a huge Dodger fan. Grew up a Brooklyn Dodger fan and was, you know, and I talked with him a bunch over the last year or so when I knew he didn't have long to go. In fact, he was even kind of funny about that. And when the Dodgers won the World Series last year, he said, like, well, that might be my last one. I'm glad it was a Dodgers World Series. And our last conversation we had was earlier this year about the Dodgers. That's the kind of fan he was. And I don't know what happens in the afterlife. I don't know what's going on. But if there is one, I really, really hope my dad and Dondi are watching the game together. And I'm telling you, the idea of the two of them watching this Giants-Dodgers matchup that's going to happen makes your pal Sully smile just a little bit. So, you know, I was thinking about them. And this is one of the things about, and I guess it happens at each sport, share it with generations. We share it with friendships. And you share it with your memory of a game isn't just the game itself, but you remember where you were, who you watched it with. I mean, think about when if I mention, you know, some of the great games of even the 21st century, like the post 9/11 World Series games between the Yankees and the Diamondbacks, the game where the Marlins beat the Cubs, or the Aaron Boone game, or the 04 World Series, or the Andy Chavez catch game, or some of the classic games, the Roy Halladay no hitter, the game six of the 2011 World Series, the game where the Cubs finally won the World Series, the game where Madison Bumgarner came out of the bullpen, the classic games, the Washington's comeback against the Astros in the 2019 World Series Game 7, the games that are going to be mentioned as the new classics. When you think about those games, you don't just think about the game. You think about where you were, who you watched it with, who you shared it with. I shared a lot of games with my dad. I shared a lot of games with Don Glia. And they're watching. If they're capable of doing it, I'm thinking they're having a lot of fun watching that game. This is about sharing stuff. It's about friendships. And it's about, it's like when you have an announcer you really love. Like my mom is a huge fan of the KNBR announcers, John Miller, Dave Fleming, Kruko Kipe. And she will do everything in her power to synchronize the television with KNBR so she can listen to the announcers, because they're like the friends you hang out with. And throughout the game, you make your phone calls to people, you send your emails to people, whatever it is. So share these games. Share these games tomorrow. Share these games moving on. And if you're alone, do you know what? You can share them with me. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter. Tweet at me. I'll tweet back at you, I swear. And maybe we can share some of this together. And you can follow us wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for making this your first listen. We're all the free podcast outlets and here on YouTube. And you follow me at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram, and you follow us at Locked On MLB Pods. Talking about a wild, crazy, let's just call it bananas day of baseball that is going to lead to another one on Tuesday. This has been Locked On MLB. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.